Late summer days. Chandra laid out forks and napkins. Since her mother was away, she set only four places at the table, one each for Dad, Animesh, Dylan, and Chandra. The sizzle of onions and garlic in the pan made her hungry for her father's stir-fry. It was the only dish he ever made, but it was tasty. Under the table, a voice cooed, "Here, kitty, kitty." Chandra's little brother, Animesh, was trying to pet the new cat, a stray their neighbor had found. Knowing that the Nandi family loved animals, she had brought it to them. "Here, kitty, kitty. Here, Quincy." "Quincy?" Chandra stuck her head under the table. "Who is Quincy?" "He's an NFL quarterback. Right, buddy?" Chandra's friend Dylan looked up, smiling. He was always smiling. How did he do that? She wondered. Chandra's father turned to face them. "I don't think we should name her Quincy. I think we should name her after the Hindu goddess Parvati." "You're so predictable, Dad. I think we should call her Susan B. Anthony," Chandra said. Her father fixed his eyes on Chandra's friend. "What do you think, Dylan?" Animesh peered out from under the table. Dylan smiled and said, "I like Susan B. Anthony. Susan B. for short." With her mother visiting family in India, it fell to Chandra to help care for Animesh. After dinner, Chandra tucked her brother into his bed. Already his eyelids were drooping, but as Chandra turned to go, Animesh asked, "Why did Susan B., leave?" "Leave where?" Chandra asked. "Wherever she lived before." "I don't know, Animesh. Let's talk about it another time." Closing his bedroom door, she wondered. Maybe their neighbor would know where the stray had come from. When Dylan left, it was already dark out. Chandra stood in the doorway and watched his bicycle disappear. The summer was almost over. She hated to think it. If she had 100 more days to swim and to go hiking in the woods, it wouldn't be enough. She dreaded going back to school and stepping into her old self. It would be like putting on someone else's clothes, too small, too wrinkled, and too dull.